The Aspen Public Radio News Team is providing live updates from the Lake Christine fire in Basalt. I'm Kristen Kay. It's 11:30. The extent of the fire makes it impossible to accurately report size, but we'll continue to update as information becomes available. Evacuations went into place overnight in Missouri Heights and Elgebel Trailer Park. The evacuation center is now in Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. I'm here with reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, who has been following air quality connected to the fire. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
So we've heard there are health risks associated with the smoke and the ash. What is most affected?
Well, the lower valley is most affected right now. I just spoke with Jeanette Whitcomb, who is Aspen's air quality expert. She compared smoke to water, so it will follow drainages, and it's also impacted very much by wind. So right now we're seeing health advisories in Eagle and Garfield counties connected to smoke. And while Picken County's air quality is impacted, it's not as severe. Those health advisories are updated every 24 hours, sometimes more often if conditions are changing rapidly. If you have a question, basically if you're feeling the impacts of smoke, you might want to limit your exercise and your activity. People can also follow kind of a general rule that deals with visibility. If you can see less than a mile, that's a sign that smoke could impact health, and less than 5 miles is sort of a first red flag.
So how can kind of the smoke and the ash in the air impact someone's health?
You might be noticing that it's more difficult to breathe and feel kind of a burn in your lungs and chest. It can also cause headaches, and people listening right now might be feeling it in their eyes, like dry, itchy eyes. People with cardiac or respiratory conditions are most susceptible. It can trigger those conditions, like asthma or a variety of cardiac conditions. Other sensitive groups include elderly people who might be more susceptible to bronchitis, children because they breathe more frequently and take deeper breaths often, and also pregnant women. So smoke has very tiny particulate matter in it called PM2.5. Those particulates are so small that it can actually pass into your bloodstream. So those sensitive groups really want to be aware.
How can people limit the impacts of this smoke exposure?
The first step is to limit exposure to the smoke. So things like closing windows and doors, and don't exercise in these conditions. If you're concerned, air filtration systems are an option that you can use indoors. You can get a room-sized air purifier for about $100, and that can help you feel comfortable sleeping or breathing. And if you are in those sensitive groups, it's a good idea to look into getting an air purifier. Those need to be HEPA certified, I'm told. Those filtration systems are really taxed. If you leave windows or doors open, they can't keep up with the filtration. So put a filter on an air conditioner if you have one. Otherwise, you know, try to balance comfort and heat with making sure that you're limiting the opportunity for smoke to get inside, and stay inside if you can.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned to hear details about pet and large animal shelters for those displaced by the fire at 11:45. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at aspenpublicradio.org for additional updates.